Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, dear Amelia listeners. It's day 45 of confinement here in Paris, and we're back with another lockdown tape. Before we begin, I want to tell you about a brand new fiction podcast launching next week. Crypto Zed is a new series by New York Times bestselling novelist Danielle Trussoni and award-winning filmmaker Hadrian Royo. They sent me a preview of their first episode, and you are in for a treat. It's a fast-paced, deeply immersive sci-fi thriller about a cryptozoologist called Jane Silver, who is sent on a mission to track and capture a human-like creature known as the Iceman. You will be transported into the wilderness. You'll be skiing down a steep mountain and flying through storms on hovercrafts. The first episode alone is a whirlwind of action, suspense, and incredible sound design. I'm eager to see where the story goes next. The show launches on Monday, 4th of May, so go subscribe now to Crypto Zed. That's CRYPTO-Z, or if you're American, Z, on your favourite podcatcher to get the show for free as soon as the first episode drops. There's also a link in the show notes to this episode. And now, without further ado, it's time for the new lockdown tape.
This is Alvina's phone. The office is currently closed. We apologise for the inconvenience. And before you ask, no, we did not have anything to do with the disappearance of the Spanish flu in 1920, nor the appearance of COVID-19 last year. We make people disappear. Occasionally monsters. If this is Nessie calling, I promise I was not referring to you. I was talking about war criminals and such. Not nice Scottish ladies. Anyhow, if you're a client, why are you calling me? Leave a message on the official answer phone like everyone else. Now leave me alone.
Hi, Alvina. Sorry I didn't get back to you before. Your messages just came through. I fully support your decision to close down the office. Kozlovsky doesn't follow anyone's rules but his own, and to be fair, trying to manage the rest of that bunch is a capricious affair even on a good day. Salvatore is very tactile, have you noticed? Not in a nasty way, he's just very physical. He'll lay his hand on a client's back to guide them into the office, or just rest his hand on your shoulder as you're getting coffee from the espresso machine. He's a very affectionate mercenary. The best kind. Only, not at the moment. I'm sure you're wondering why I haven't been in touch, so I thought I'd call with an update on what's been happening on my end. And oh my gosh, have things been happening. I really wanted to tell you in person, but I assume you're busy scaring off seagulls, shit-bombing your tent. But I can't keep this to myself anymore, so I'll just have to leave a message. Brace yourself. The reason I haven't called is because I've been in hiding in Africa. In the middle of the rainforest. I've been shot out with a machine gun. I've nearly been trampled by wildebeest. I've stayed in a royal palace. I've had an intense tantric experience. And I've suffered 5 weeks isolated with a disgruntled client. Meanwhile, I understand the rest of the world has been playing Uno and watching Westworld on repeat. Right now, I'm not sure which I'd prefer. Did you ever meet Mrs. Nombaku? She was one of our royal accounts, so probably not. Before I faked her death, she was the princess of Vahanda. And yes, it is the country that inspired the comic book and the film, but you can just calm down. Vahanda is nothing like its fictional counterpart. It is not in East Africa. It borders South Africa, actually. And they spell it with a V and CH rather than a W and a K. And the whole vibranium thing is a load of bullcrap. Anyway, we helped the country disappear when South Africa broke free from the Commonwealth in 1934. The royal family pays us a handsome annual retainer, and in return, we keep the country off the maps, off the GPS systems, etc. Also, we stay on call in case anyone in the royal family should need our services. Like Mrs. Nombaku. Niembe. Her new name is Niembe Nombaku. Royal succession is a rather complicated affair in Vahanda. Potentially lethal. That's one area where the comic book and the film aren't too far off the mark. The potential successors can fight for the throne. Niembe didn't particularly want to rule. Her sister did. So that's where we came into the picture. Fake the fight, kill Niembe, sister wins the throne, everyone's happy. It was supposed to be an easy fix. Only, her sister's footman was a bad apple. After helping with the disappearance, he started blackmailing Niembe, threatening to expose her new identity. We had paid him handsomely, but he got greedy, and when we refused to pay, he got angry. So, instead of heading home, I had to help Niembe ditch her new existence as a community college professor and flee into the rainforest. Picture this. It's dusk. We're heading for the rainforest. In order not to make any noise, Niembe and I are pushing the jeep in front of us. Just as we think we're out of earshot from the village, a flashlight. Only 50 yards away. The footman. I jump into the car, hit the gas. Niembe throws herself onto the truck bed. The footman has seen us, and he starts firing at us with an Uzi. We speed into the rainforest, trying to shake him, but he's tailing us on a freaking motorbike. The bullets blow both back tires, but I keep going, driving on the rims. Niembe is holding on for dear life, but the footman's catching up. When another bullet hits the rear axle and the back wheels fly off, we grind to a halt. We throw ourselves out of the jeep and head into the rainforest, where finally we manage to lose him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
After walking for 3 days, we get to where we're heading. A sangoma called Tana Orendozi. She's gonna house us in her cabin overnight before taking us to another hiding place where we can lay low for a while. Sorry, a sangoma is a healer, a medicine man or woman. Amazing people. This Tana had such a presence, an energy like I've never experienced. When we arrived, she called the birds to come greet us. She chirped and cooed, and seconds later, her whole body was covered in them. Kingfishers, parrots, hoopoes, a red bishop, even a vulture landed on her right arm. I mean, it was so sexy. She fed us, gave us clean clothes, and then she was going to do this ritual, calling upon the ancestors to keep us safe from anyone looking for us. To Niembe, this is clearly old hat. She went into the cabin, came back out half an hour later, looking bored, if anything. Then it was my turn. I go into the Indumba, the sacred healing cabin. All around the cabin, there are candles and incense. On a sort of throne at the back wall, Tana. The Vahandan tradition demands that the Sangoma wears nothing but metal, as a conduit to the spirit world. So there she is. Adorned in massive rings and earrings and necklaces and nothing else, looking half as if she's wearing jewelry and half as if she's wearing armor. She looks like a goddess of war. Tana starts drumming and chanting. She gets up and dances around me. I just stand there in the middle of the room, feeling dizzy. The room starts spinning. Tana circles me again and again. The rhythm, the song, it's... And then she stops, right in front of my face, just centimeters between us. Around us, the walls are still spinning, but we are still. And she asks me, "What is your name?" I answer. "What is your surname?" I answer. "Tell me the names of your ancestors." I tell her. From nowhere, she is suddenly holding a handful of bones, dice, and shells. She throws them up into the air. They land around us. Then she chants the names. A wind, like we're high up in the stratosphere. Clouds. Stars. A voice. "You are safe now," she says. "Your ancestor is here." And it should have been over, I think. But we just stand there, breathing near each other. And it is the most electrifying, sensual moment. And then I wake up as Niembe throws a bucket of water in my face. We're outside. I don't know how much time has passed. I just know I can still feel this trembling deep inside. It's quiet, but it's there. So, yeah, that was intense. Next morning, we head off to the hiding place. On the way there, we wake up a sleeping herd of wildebeest and nearly get trampled. It was really dramatic, but after telling you about the protective spell, I can't really top that. We swam across a river and survived. Once we're installed at the safe house, safe hut, safe shack, there's nothing more to do, really. We just have to wait. Oh, back in civilization, Niembe's sister, the newly appointed queen, has ordered her soldiers to hunt down the rogue footman and neutralize him. He's trawling the rainforest looking for us, so it takes some weeks to find him. In the meantime, we just have to lay low and wait for Tana to come get us once everything's safe. Niembe is a lovely person, but staying over a month together with someone you hardly know in a space that's little more than 40 square feet... Let's just say I'm glad to be out of there. Oh, it's all fine now. Niembe is safely set up as an English teacher in rural Sri Lanka. The Vahandan rainforest is beautiful. But, you know, even if you're staying at a luxury hotel, at some point you'll want to go home. You want your own things, your own space. Especially if that luxury hotel has a mud floor and a million mosquitoes. I'm sorry I missed the ice cream outing. That would have been nice. Let's all meet for ice cream once this is all over. Enjoy the seagulls.
The Amelia Project is created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Breger, with music and sound design by Frederick Barden. This minisode was written by Øystein Ulsberg Braga and performed and recorded in lockdown by Julia Morizawa. If you'd like to support the show, go to ameliapodcast.com, where you can either become a patron or make a one-off donation. And if you become a $5 patron in the next few days, you can participate in the next Coco Corner livestream with Alan Bergen on the 1st of May. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our patrons. A shout out to Eric Demarge, Sophie Leveso, Sophia Anderson, and Katarina Zindela. See you soon for the next lockdown tape. And until then, stay safe.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So now what am I supposed to believe? Is any of this for real?
Well, it looks to me like you're trying to hide.
Yeah, my mom always said, don't trust anybody.
Maybe they'd want to know where you're hiding out tonight.
Did you get stuck?
Thank you for returning my license, Joseph.
That ding-dang detector pulled you.
But she was married, you know.
Stop being a little prick.
Do you have your doubts?
All right, kids. Say goodbye to Uncle Joseph.
I'll handle it.
Whoa, there, buddy.
To say how sorry we are to hear about your parents.
Why is she talking about you having a mustache?
You want to take a walk.
Three complete seasons of Dirt, an audio drama, are now available to binge wherever you listen to podcasts or at dirtaudiodrama.com.